and right about now I want to hit that joker. So he heard Pastor was saying, I'm a cusser. He said, that ain't my problem. I ain't got time to talk to him. You got to pray that my reflex don't kick in. Why? Because we know how we were. But when the word of God says that we are new creatures, amen, we are new creation in God. So I'm going to give you my title real quick before I go any further. My title is Dead Man Walking. And let me tell you why we need to be dead. There's a scripture that says, contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Well, the word contend is a verb, and it means counterattack or repel or deal with. In other words, it means to assert yourself. It means to keep your head in the game. In other words, hold fast your confession of faith. The Lord did a play on words for me. He says, we think holding fast my confession of faith means I just stay, I'm holding on to this word, I'm holding on to this word, I'm holding on to the word. He really saying get in that word. Mean become the word. Come to a place of I'm not moving. Why? Because my confession is that you have to move. The mountain has to move. Not I don't have to move. They made nice songs that I beat the devil running, but nowhere in scripture is that correct. He never said, I've given you the ability to outrun the devil. I've given you that ability. You can outrun him, you can hide, and he won't even find you. The only place you can hide is in Christ. He said, as a matter of fact, he said, you ain't even got to try to do that. Why? Because you're dead and your life is hid in me. So if my life is hid in me, what he's saying, the only thing I want you to value is the life-giving ability of God. That's all I want you to protect. That's what you protect when you're in war. You protect what? Your salvation. I got that. It's hid. It's covered. So then I can now do what God wants us to do. And that is to war on the behalf of others. And we war in different places and in positions. For lack of time, I'm not going to call anyone up in terms of people. But in this here intrinsic battle that we're in, there is worshipers. Is a part of the warfare. And you can go to Jehoshaphat and you'll see I'm in the Bible. So there's worshipers that is a part of the war. They are part of the army. And then there are praisers. Worshiper gets God in. The praisers gets all the ammunition. They start to penetrate darkness through the praise, the high praises of God. So we have to know, who am I? Am I? We all to get God involved in it, meaning we're all worshipers. So we worship God to get God involved in it. But now, am I part of the army of praisers? And am I part of those that refresh others, the ministry of helps? Am I part of those that serve others, all of those things that involve that helping ministry? Or am I a part now of fivefold? So that I can do what? Be intricately involved in the warfare that's going on. And that's simply by being in position. So what God is saying is that this is the hour where you're at, physically, neighborhood, where you're at, vocationally, job, where are you at educationally, if you're in school, then that is your sphere of influence. That is the place that God has conditioned you and put you in that place for such a time as this. What we have to do is get the mind of God. For why am I here? Why am I in this position? Why do I hold this position? And if I'm out of position, then I have to ask the Lord, what's next? Where are you taking me now? Am I in transition? What's going on now? Why? So I can be most effective at where I'm at. And the only reason we're not, the Lord says, because we're scared. where the scripture says, and we quote it, God has not given me spirit of fear, but of love, but he has given me what? Love, power, and a sound mind. He gave you love to love your enemies, to love the unlovable. He gave you power to subdue, to overtake, to rule, and to reign. And then he gave you a sound mind. You can think clearly. He gave you a sound mind, so anything that's opposite of soundness, you can't confess. You can't confess, I'm confused, because you have a sound mind. You can't confess that I'm flaky, that I'm halted between two opinions, because I got a sound mind. So if I got a sound mind, then I can effectively do what God has called me to do in this here hour. I can contend for the faith. The faith, the substance of things hoped for. Faith, the very stuff that we need to get the evidence to manifest on earth. That's all it's saying. It's faith is the stuff that it's going to take for to get the manifested word of God in your life. Whatever that is, saved children, whatever that is, your people that God has assigned you to, maybe sending you to another country, whatever that is, maybe sending you into to the educational arena to minister there, whatever it is. Faith is the substance, the stuff that'll get the evidence of all you need on earth to do it. Okay? Glory to God. The book of Jude 1 and 2. Verses 1 and 2. It says, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was neat for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Okay? So we know that word, that's a challenging word, the word contend. You got to do something with that word. Okay? You can't just get the word and sit on it. Okay, you got to be an active participant in what God is doing in the earth realm. I was listening to a minister yesterday, an apostle, I think she was, and she was just talking about the book of Exodus, and God had been dealing with me about Exodus 14 and then Exodus 15 when he was really talking to Moses, and he was telling Moses about Pharaoh, which we kind of have alluded to some degree. And he was basically telling them, you know, who Pharaoh was when you look up what him being the enemy of the Lord and what God was calling Moses to do. So Moses had to go back and he had to go into a place he knew. He had to go into a system he had a better understanding of to now use the foolish things, not the weaponry of the way he learned it, because when God took him out, he said, now I'm going to take you out. Now, it might not look like God, but God took him out because he wouldn't have did what God wanted him to do had God not pressured him to get out. Some of you think that God won't pressure you because he's too sweet. He's too kind. But the word said he hardened Pharaoh's heart to keep the people in bondage. He told the man of God to go to Pharaoh and say, let my people go. And then he said, but I'm going to harden their heart. I'm going to harden his heart. Which really, it's a dichotomy. It's crazy. It's really crazy when you think of it. But this ain't all happening at the same time. The pastor or the man of God, which is Moses, was not in the room when God was dealing with Pharaoh's heart. So the only reason Pharaoh knew about it because God told him. And I know Moses was concerned about it because I would have been. Because you just told me to go tell the man to let him go. Right. Then you tell me, but the man ain't going to let him go. Because you done caused the man not to let him go. So why are you sending me? Why are you sending me? Don't make sense to send me, right? But then he don't just send him once. He continuously send him. And then in the 14th verse, you begin to see where the enemy, Pharaoh, are pursuing the Israelites. And then the Israelites make a statement of Pharaoh, and they're saying, oh, they stuck. Because they got the wilderness. They're in the midst of, they'll die out there from just starvation and hunger. They'll sure come back to Egypt now. Or they'll just get fearful and don't want to come back no more and drown themselves. They're caught between a rock and a hard place. That's really what the enemy was saying. We got them now. We got them now. Some of the stuff you're going through, I know you want to blame the devil. It's as a matter of fact, just easier to blame the devil. You know, listen to a man, he said he heard this story. Said a man said, said the man was walking down the road and he saw Satan sitting on the curb crying. He said, "Satan, what you doing? What's wrong with you?"
Them saints, all they do is talk about what I made them do.
That's us.